שלום, אנחנו נפתח את השיעור
Hello, we will open today's lesson with writings of Baal HaSulam, Shamadi 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha, holiness, and a shade of Sidra Acha, the other side? You can send us questions live on kab.tv. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info. Again, Shamadi 8, Baal HaSulam. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sidra Acha?
We, each and every day, open again and again the sources of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, sometimes other Kabbalists as well. And again and again we read them. We need to be ready for receiving each day new portions of the reforming light. And we should want it to influence us. And each and every day that it would change us. Another step and another step. As it says, a penny and a penny accumulates to a great amount. A great amount means that I already begin to be congruent with the upper lights. I'm going along with them. I change along with them. And the fact that there starts to be a match, congruence between me and the upper light, me and the Creator, this is what we aspire to. The path is not simple because it is about the two forms of nature where there is no greater difference than the one between the Creator and the created being, between the will to bestow and the will to receive, between light and Kli. And therefore, the fact that we want to make the Kli fit for the light, so that by its intention it will be like the light, because the desire doesn't change, it is always the will to receive. However, its intention, the inclination to work with it like the light, so by that we can reach a state where we do come closer to the Creator, where we do begin to feel Him. This is what it's about. We need to see how this is happening to us each and every day, that the light influences us, and I come closer to the light. I cannot measure myself relative to the light. It's just like in our life, we cannot measure, let's say, the quantity of water in something that pertains to, I don't know how I can say it. Well, there has to be some measurement, some unit that matches water, the light, the desire. Our desire does not change. Rather, what we can do in order to adapt ourselves, to measure ourselves on how close we are or far away we are from the Creator, is according to the intentions. His intention is to benefit His creations to begin with. Only this intention alone. Then, following this intention to benefit His creations, He does everything in order to benefit His creations. And the created being means a point which is the opposite of Him, otherwise it would not be a created being. Entirely opposite, a point of darkness, a black point in the white light, and the relation of the white light of the Creator around this black point, it has to be only in order to bring that point to match the quality of the white light, the relation, the attitude of the white light, so that this black point will want to bestow to the Creator in return, just like the Creator wants to bestow to it, so that they would be in reciprocal love. Therefore, each and every day, we need to feel how much we have, how much this relation awakens in us more and more. Personally, it might be easier because I do not depend on anyone. So then I relate to the Creator, to the white light, to the quality of love. And I think also that I can come closer to Him and love Him. But in truth, the correct measurements can only be when I do it towards the 10. And only there, even though it's not so pleasant and it might be confusing, but if, with respect to my group, I nevertheless come through a long way in states where I don't want it. But if I nevertheless come there and I begin to see my attitude towards them a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more as relations of connection, relations of love, of necessity for a connection, then it is a sign that through that, for sure, I'm coming closer to the Creator. Therefore, even though it seems to us that the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about how we should gather ourselves, people, into groups, gather the whole of humanity so that all of us will be as one unit. However, this only speaks about the kli, about the construction of the desires, so that all in all, the essence of their connection should be in order to connect with the Creator. This is our work. We are in scrutinies. Sometimes they're more clear, sometimes less. We get closer, we move farther away, as if we move farther away. We go to the right, we go to the left, through all kinds of such movements. We measure ourselves, we build ourselves, we discover inside of us all kinds of inclinations. And in the end, we need to develop within us the quality of Bina. Bestowal above our will to receive, so that our will to receive, in the end, will want to perform actions of bestowal. That is, that my intention in using my desire will be in order to do good to the friends. And if so, also to the Creator. So let's learn again and again and again how to do this. We're close to the feeling of such an attitude towards the Creator, which is called the opening of the upper world. Let's hope that this is what we have right before us. Then we will continue to live already in the upper domain. We will start to think only about how to bring contentment through the friends to the Creator. And we will feel how He is awaiting us. And He's telling us, come, I was waiting for so long, for so many years, for you to come. And finally, you have come. And He opens up the gate for us. Please.
Yes, so we will be reading Shamati 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Achra? It is written, quote, until the day breathes and the shadows flee, end quote. We must understand what shadows are in the work and what are two shadows. The thing is that when one does not feel the Creator's guidance, that He leads the world in a manner of the good who does good, it is regarded as a shadow that hides the sun. In other words, as the corporeal shadow that hides the sun does not change the sun in any way, and the sun shines in all its power, so one who does not feel the existence of the Creator's guidance does not induce any change above. Rather, there is no change above, as it is written, quote, I, the Lord, did not change, end quote. Instead, all the changes are in the receivers. We must observe two discernments in this shade, meaning in this concealment. One, when one still has the ability to overcome the darkness and concealments that one feels, justify the Creator, and pray to the Creator that the Creator will open his eyes to see that all the concealments that he feels come from the Creator. Meaning that the Creator does all this to him so he may find his prayer and yearn to adhere to the Creator. This is so because only through the suffering that one receives from the Creator, wishing to break free from the trouble and flee the torments, then one does everything that he can. Hence, when receiving the concealments and afflictions, one is certain to take the known cure, which is to do much praying for the Creator to help him out of the state he is in. In that state, one still believes in the Creator's providence. Two, when one comes to a state where he can no longer overcome and say that all the suffering and pains he feels are because the Creator sent them to him so as to have a reason to ascend in degree, he comes to a state of heresy, God forbid, since he cannot believe in the Creator's guidance. Naturally, at that time, he cannot pray. It follows that there are two kinds of shadows, and this is the meaning of, quote, and the shadows flee away, end quote, meaning that the shadows will pass from the world. The shade of Klipa, the shell, is called, quote, another god is sterile and does not bear fruit, end quote. In Kedusha, holiness, however, it is called, quote, under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate, end quote. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states so he would have a place for work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this he can come to work in order to bestow, and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys this work specifically, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time, one does not pray to the Creator for the shadows to flee the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy it. Because of that, he feels no inferiority in this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of the concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning, however the Creator wants him to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, he agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, quote, under its shadow I coveted, end quote. Meaning that one covets such a state where he can make some overcoming above reason. It follows that if one does not exert in a state of concealment, when there is still room to pray for the Creator to bring him closer, and he is negligent in this, for this reason, he is sent a second concealment in which one cannot even pray. This is because of the sin of not exerting with all one's might to pray to the Creator. For this reason, one comes to a state of such lowliness. However, after one comes to that state, he is pitied upon from above and is given another awakening from above. The same order begins anew until finally he strengthens in prayer. The Creator hears his prayer, brings him near, and reforms him.
A question for a workshop. What does it mean that I sit under the shadow of the Creator and I enjoy his shade? What does it mean that I sit in the shade of the Creator and I enjoy this shade? Go ahead, please. A workshop.
It means that I don't feel the benefit, the goodness of the Creator, that he's good, benevolent, and I enjoyed this because there's no temptations for the will to receive here. It allows me to work above the ego, free of the ego. I enjoy the fact that I'm free of the ego.
It means that a person yearns to be in such a state where he has shade within his vessels of reception, because then he truly discovers an opportunity to do work of above reason. This is what is important for him. This is important for him, not the shade that he feels in his vessels of reception, but rather the work for the Creator, for the group, for the ten.
I thought the same, the fact that there is a shade, meaning a feeling of emptiness in the will to receive, that doesn't weaken the person, actually helps him work more correctly opposite to the one who does all these things.
Yes. When a person doesn't make calculations about what will happen to him, rather the calculation is entirely towards the Creator. If this is what the Creator does, if this is what he enjoys, then he's willing to be in that all the time. Rav, what does it mean that the light shines, later on comes the shade, later on and the shadows flee, even the shade goes away, passes? What are these three discernments? Go ahead, please. Light, shade, and then darkness. And the darkness also goes away. The feeling of the darkness also goes away. Go ahead, please.
Sadna.
It's a workshop.
I think it is rather like a state of concealments, revelations of the face, the first concealment, a double concealment. The light is the revelation of the face, the shade is the single concealment, the darkness is a double concealment where you're completely disconnected from the Creator. You feel only his achorayim, posterior, and that can also disappear and you don't have any thoughts about spirituality at all, perhaps something like that.
Maybe we can say that light is when the Creator truly shines on you and you have forces. Darkness is when we don't recognize the Creator's guidance in reality, but to the contrary, we assign forces to others, not the Creator. And all of the shadows are the person's ability to work correctly with the darkness, as if to specifically see in it the Creator's guidance instead of other kinds of guidance.
Darkness is when the Creator empties out the will to receive and you have no friends to guide you towards him.
Maybe the Creator is showing us the path in the beginning. Later on, he hides himself and gives us another place in the ten.
There is no change in the light. So these states all indicate different forms of connection between us. If we have a connection of love between us, then we have light. When that goes away, then the shadow comes and there's room for work. Darkness you can have also.
Yes, darkness is in the will to receive, and the shade means that he wants to be, to discover the Creator behind the screen through his effort. He doesn't just receive his light in itself. Rav, why specifically the shadow is the thing that I delight in most? That's the best for me. In his shadow I sat and delighted, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. How does the shadow help me in reaching those sweet fruit as a result of my work. Go ahead, please. I don't yearn for the light, but rather I yearn for the shadow. And what does it mean to sit in the shade of the Creator?
In Sukkot, the holiday of Sukkot, there's also the matter of the shade, which relates to the masach, the screen. It's a type of work where I don't yearn to receive the light from myself.
Because only in the work of the shadow, there is some mutual work between the person and the Creator. When there is darkness, the Creator brought me the darkness. When there's light, the Creator brought me the light. Only in the shadow, it requires an overcoming by the created being. This is what he yearns for, because by this, he seemingly gives the light back to the Creator. Like Yitzhak said, the Masach and the Tzimtzum and Ochozer.
Yes, when the light shines, you see exactly where corrections are required. We step back and we see our own shadow. And you need to correct it until there is no shadow, only light.
Yes, it sounds like a state of the correct appreciation of the greatness of the Creator, disconnecting the participation of the will to receive, so I can perform an independent action. Specifically there is the possibility to make a choice towards bestowal.
Meaning that I don't bestow upon him because he fulfills me and makes me feel good, and the will to receive follows him in some way. Instead, there's this act of peeling here. The will to receive doesn't agree with it. It isn't fulfilled. And on the other hand, because bestowal is important and great, then he goes for it anyway.
Here, specifically, the intention is not distorted. One has a clean place in which to bestow. Rav, so why is shade the best possible state in which the Creator can exist, can appear somehow, and also the created being can exist there, and it's not that one oppresses the other? Why is that state of shade the best possible state for the beginning of the connection between them, for the development of the connection between them? Please.
The shade is also, the shadow is a kind of half darkness. It's not light also. It's a kind of intermediary state where I can be unbiased by the light, and so I can advance, make an effort, yearn.
And by seeing that the Creator is placing before the will to receive such temptations that are irresistible, things that you cannot stop yourself from receiving, you see how the Creator is developing you. You see that the chassadim of the Creator, His mercy, His love, it's the love of the Mother who is growing you, developing you step by step, allowing you to be independent, not putting before you obstacles that you cannot cross.
In the shade, there's a shape which you don't have in light or darkness. The shade shows you the differences, the connection, the gap between the light, which is infinite and abstract, and the vessel, which is...
Rav, questions? Questions, if there are any, please. Friends? Do we have any questions or don't we?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
в состоянии до Махсома, в какой тени я нахожусь?
In the state before the Mahsom, what shade am I under?
When it's unclear to me whether the Creator is managing the world or not, whether He exists or not, whether He is arranging the ten or not, all of these questions that I read but I don't see it, this for me is all about the shade. And I want to resolve them. I want to resolve these questions in order to advance, to in order to bestow.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
В какой связи с Творцом я нахожусь, когда я нахожусь в Его тени? Какая наша связь?
Good morning, Rav. In what connection am I with the Creator when I'm under His shade?
I'm always in tight connection with the Creator. And in that connection, there is never any change. Rather, all of the changes are only in my imagination, in the way it seems to me. However, from the Creator, you cannot run away. You're always in His field. And there is no change. From the side of the Creator, you're not hidden. You're always in adhesion with Him. However, He builds in you all kinds of feelings of shade, remoteness, proximity, in order to develop in you an inclination towards Him, the right inclination. Kiev number one.
Hello, dear Rav. We sit together with the friends. We try to connect. We try to not pay particular attention to the Creator's influences, but just to the connection between us. So what do light and darkness mean with respect to this approach?
We need to see the states that we have in the ten. These states come to us from the Creator, and we need to respond to them. The Creator is always giving us a more advanced state in spirituality. They always elevate in sanctity, they don't lower in sanctity. And when we feel between us all kinds of states of imbalance, all kinds of problems, lack of matching, lack of sensation, small rejections, disregard, we have to take care of it. We need to take care of it. So much so that we will bring ourselves to the perfect connection. The perfect connection, truly. This is what we need to do.
What is a complete connection, a whole connection?
A complete connection means that we connect between us so much so that the essence of the connection forms the Creator for us. The Creator. That we feel Him in the connection between us. We discover Him. We make Him. It's as if you have made me. This is the essence of the correct connection.
Queens.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Я могу сказать, что...
Hello, Rav.
Тень — это промежуточное состояние между светом и тьмой, или это что-то другое?
Can it be said that the shade is an intermediary state between light and darkness, or is it something else?
Yes, this is true. It is true. Ital number four.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. In the second to last paragraph, he writes that the second shade arises because of the sin of neglect for prayer during the first shade. Is there a mistake that we make? that the second shade arrives, or are both shades necessary and important steps in the path?
We feel shade, meaning that the Creator exists, however He is hidden, and I need to realize that by that I'm getting an invitation to come closer to Him, even though the shade exists. I want, through my inclination, to come closer to the Creator. So then, out of the shade, when I skip over the shade in the right way, I reach the good result. This is called revelation through concealment, revelation through the masach. However, if I do not make such efforts from the very first shade to reach the connection with the Creator, it means that I'm not canceling the shade. I specifically want to be connected to the Creator with the shade, because canceling the shade means that I want to feel His light on my will to receive. And then everything will depart, will go away. The restriction will shift into work, so I don't cancel the shade. To the contrary, within this shade, I turn this shade to a masach. And I want the shade to be there, that the Creator will be hidden, until I build the form of concealment by myself. And I don't want to discover Him directly, but rather only to the extent that I'm similar to Him. Then I reach the fruit, the sweet fruit. Whereas, if I demand that from this shade that I have, there will be revelation, then everything will pass away.
Latin number six.
La sombra, el estado de sombra, como un estado de línea media.
That state of the shade as the state of the middle line, does it necessitate the concealment of the Creator from the side of the created being by the Creator?
Again, please.
The shade from the Creator, does it necessitate on the middle line that the created being will hide the Creator?
Yes, this is true. Excellent. Very beautiful.
Ra'anana.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. The intermediary state, is it a state between heaven and earth?
Yes, you might say so.
So between the will to receive and the will to bestow, where on one hand the Creator created the will to receive, on the other hand He created a society for me, which is my masach. And then I see it like in a film, like in movies. There's light and shadow, right?
Yeah, let it be so. Jerusalem.
How do we build up a regard for the Creator?
Through the group. Otherwise, you have no possibility to turn to Him. The channel that you are talking about, the pipeline that you are talking about, you build it through your attitude towards the friends. Then the Creator hears it. PT 33. There is no question. Sorry. Petach Tikva 25.
What does it mean to pray, and what is a sin?
I don't understand what you're asking. I'm asking of you, please don't ask for the meantime. Okay, please, in the meantime, don't ask. Just like it was in the lessons back in Petach Tikva. Petach Tikva number 5.
Good morning. In the paragraph before the end of the article, he writes that that's why a person is sent the second concealment where he cannot even pray. So what's the benefit of not being able to even pray, and what determines if he's in that state or not?
But he himself invited that second concealment. He invited it, therefore he's given the second concealment so that he will see that it's not worthwhile to reach such things on one hand. On the other hand, when he does reach it, out of that, he learns from it how not to come close to it or how to come close to it and use it correctly. Each and every state is a necessary state. We have to go through all of the different states. However, the question is how to use each and every state and the relations between them in the right way. So even the worst state, where there is nothing worse than it, also exists in creation, and we have to go through it as well.
So if he's in that state now, what makes this state change when he's hopeless and cannot pray?
About this it says, even if you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because you are with me. Even in those worst states, disconnected from the Creator, you nevertheless feel that you are disconnected from the Creator. However, this feeling that you are completely disconnected is actually lack of connection, of complete disconnection. Even if you say, I have nothing, there is no God within me, why do you say that he's not there? I guess he is there.
Ita 1.
A sapere. Come facciamo a sapere che siamo nella corretta connessione fra di noi nella decina e che non sia un inganno della nostra immaginazione?
How can we tell that we have the proper connection between us in the ten and that we're not working from our egos?
It is a problem. It is a problem. It all depends on whether we all prepare ourselves together. We are all together because we are egoists, but we want to connect with a balanced connection in the center of the connection. And in the center of the connection, we want to build ourselves as one man in one heart. So in that feeling of the single heart, we discover reality, we build this reality called the Creator. Before that, there was no such thing. Rather, we built him out of our correct, balanced, equal connection inside of the Ten. Therefore, if we build such a society, a socialistic society, doesn't matter how you call it, just understand these words in the right way, an equal one in the center of the ten where no one is in control, rather it's all of us together, then there we discover the point of balance of the whole of reality, and this point, its quality of this balance is called the Creator, the one that includes the whole of reality. Italy number four.
Yes, thank you for letting me ask again. I wanted to ask if there is a connection between the two shades written about here, and where Bala Salam writes in the introduction to the Ten Sefirot, the impurity of the left and the right, and is there a connection between these two concepts and finding the middle line?
אני לא הבנתי שאלה.
I didn't understand the question.
I didn't either, says the translator.
So please, what is the question again?
Okay, I'm sorry. I recently read about the he writes that the
Can he ask? Tell him one thing. Can he ask a question? Just a question. One sentence. So ask.
Is there a connection between the two shades in this article and the concept of the klipot of the left and the right side?
I don't want to discuss that. We said nothing on the subject. You can ask me questions about your grandmother. I don't know. That's not how we work. We ask only about what we're talking about. Otherwise, you're confusing the whole world that's now listening to the lesson, listening to the article with us. You need to think about everyone. So when I think about everyone, I don't answer such questions. Kiev 2.
Good morning, Rav. Is it true that these two shades are my place for work in faith above reason, that the Creator is sending us there? It's in order for the sake of correction.
Also, I see that the questions have become have gone completely out of the field of the article, subject of the article. North America 1.
Dear Rav, can you explain the difference between the shade and concealment, please? Can you explain
between shadow and concealment?
Shadow and concealment. All right. It's a type of concealment. In this type of concealment called shade, you feel what's hidden from you, concealed from you.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что за показатель работы в десятке побежали тени? Как к нему прийти?
Good morning. How does the work in the 10 bring the shade closer? How do we reach it?
Without a 10, we cannot locate the shade. The shade is also in the center of the 10. And the goal is at the center of the 10. Everything we want to work with, we need to go to the center of the 10 and there to process it correctly for the purpose of connecting together. Like ants, ants carry whatever they find on the ground, they carry into their own hole. So we have to carry all of our impressions to the center of the 10. Hebrew 10.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. We constantly pray. So what is our, where is our negligence? Where are we not putting in the right strike?
Seemingly we're not praying in the right way. We pray from the will to receive instead of what we need to strive for.
What is that precisely?
Exactly, you need to identify and determine yourself what exactly you need. What exactly you need, and not according to what you want, what your belly wants.
As he writes at the end of the article that in the end he brings us closer to him and he reforms us, so that he places our intention to bestow above our desire.
Latin PC.
No.
No question. All right, we will continue to the next state. Before that, we will sing a song.
Rise to a new degree, you and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. More, come and see how this one has set us free. We are one creed, and we live in a unity. More, come and see how this one has set us free. Beyond the barriers, above the waves, awake in the dawn, we are holding you up. Armed with this covenant, it's coming true, we are breaking through, we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into a new land. More, come and see how this love has set.